think that I've enjoyed standing out before.
In my head, I'm invisible. I think for a long time I felt more invisible than I used to.
Well, I'm big, I'm fat, and old, of course, now, getting old. But hopefully I'm more approachable than I used to be, because I'm not quite as shy as I used to be.
When I was younger, I kind of would like to have been invisible, but I was noticed. And as I've got older, I've noticed I'm more and more invisible, because no longer noticed. So I'm just part of a group of women who don't count anymore.
I've had bright pink hair, bright purple hair. At some point I had hair that went from red to pink.
I don't really have a routine. I just get up and get a shower and
I've had piercings. I've had a lip piercing.
Take the dog,
and a nose piercing.
Breakfast, take the dog a walk.
I wore a lip ring.
I've taken tablets before.
From when I was 18 until
an hour before.
23.
So that they've had time to take.
And I think
actually
my taking out was quite a conscious decision actually about.
I can walk over the fields for about.
Deciding not to shout about who I was anymore.
Underfoot. I go around.
That I didn't need to go. Hey, I'm different.
I got made redundant and I finished work because the group that I now mix with when I'm going about my business, it's quite a strange and painful transition.
I used to make a point of being seen, and now I sort of feel like I'm doing that again, but differently. I'm not artificially making myself something that is seen. I lost a lot of weight recently.
What beautiful clothes we used to wear when I was a teenage, 20s, 30s. And what, nearly all the people are in trousers nowadays,
bad
including
reasons
me.
And good reasons.
And it's a shame that people don't dress as smartly.
And have maintained that through doing an awful lot of exercise. So I run,
knocking
I swim
around.
In a cycle. I do
Everybody
more running
was
and
very
swimming
smart
cycle,
in those days. But
I run
special occasions, you just have jeans on and a t-shirt or something like that.
It's difficult to know whether what people are seeing is what I see in photographs.
And it's all about keeping this version of myself which I've discovered. This version of myself which is strong.
That's the only way I have
solid,
a third person view of myself.
I feel like this is what I'm meant to be.
I don't feel comfortable in a crowd. I like to have somebody with me who's a friend or relation.
So
I'm not
if that's what they see
who can
of me,
just
then I feel
walk up and
diminished.
Mix with groups. I've got to have somebody with me.
Well, again, people are often pleased to see me, so I can't be that bad.
And yeah, I think I like the idea of being striking, I guess.
But I'm quite happy on my own.
Actually, I don't think that I want to be beautiful, because a lot of people are beautiful. I'd quite like to be striking.
You think? I'm not sure at what point I look in the mirror. Probably when I'm doing my hair. But that's the only time I would look in the mirror, and I never look at myself full length.
Self-conscious. Always being self-conscious. Even when I had a beautiful figure, which I did have. Well, when you get to my shape, you do feel self-conscious. But there again, I was very insecure. I suppose it's inside of me because, I mean, there are people looking at me.
I'm drawn to clothes that are unusual. I do like novelty, but
probably not.
And I don't really have the confidence to wear them.
But it is inside you. Self-consciousness is self-awareness, isn't it? I've got a lot of very close friends, but I've spent a lot of time on my own when I might have been mixing with other people.
There aren't many places where I don't feel like I can insert myself. I don't think belong is necessarily the right word, but I don't feel out of place sat on my own in a cafe or somewhere like that, except for the most times that I can't afford it. But apart from
my
money,
my strategy is to stand back and observe and work out what's safe to be and do.
I belong where I want to be honest.
So that's the me being invisible again.
When I think, gosh, I'm 80. I shouldn't be doing this. I'm too old to be doing this. Or if I'm carrying heavy things in the garden or...
But if you were to ask me where I really belong, it's
I think, well,
the part of my head.
Doing this sort of thing. But I don't feel my age, really. I don't think, oh, I'm 80, I better not do this. I think, oh, great, I'm doing this and I'm 80. Isn't it clever?
Particularly in water, I'm much more me in water than I am anywhere else, because everything is slower and more graceful. And I'm quite a clumsy person, I'm quite a heavy-footed person. I do a lot of tripping over and injuring myself and stuff. And in water, everything is slower and I understand how to move through it, and everything is simpler. And more perfect.
I don't think that men's swimming costumes suit me, and I feel quite self-conscious because your profile is very obvious. There's no point at which you stop feeling, well, some people find me attractive, self-conscious, and people will think I'm unattractive, self-conscious. I never found a comfort zone in the middle where I felt okay.
Actually, I feel more at home in a swimming costume than I do a skirt. It's just like, well, what it's meant to be, it's a second skin.
Well, it's scary, to be honest, when you think I might suddenly be blown out like a candle. And you know that it's coming eventually and it's getting nearer. So it's not so much the death, because it comes to everybody, it's the dying business that's a bit frightening.
I don't know what feeling old entails. On some levels, I'm fitter than I've ever been. I've been working through a lot of that stuff because I turned 60 in April, which is 6 months away.
28's a funny one. It's a really good number in my head. I like even numbers. It sounds nice, 28. But it also, it sounds kind of like, well, actually, yeah, that's kind of grown up. That's like not even anywhere near early 20s anymore.
My body hurts more. I feel that I'm more open to life than I was when I was 50 or 40.
I think 30 will feel like a milestone.
I don't know.
I feel... This is the invisible thing. I feel worth less on the face of it. I'm not allowed to be a productive member of society anymore. And an awful lot of what I did for money was a total and complete waste of time.
I feel quite excited about getting older, because it just means more exciting stuff that can happen.
I'm better at listening to myself about what matters. I know myself more. I think I've watched people sort of choose to grow old. I can't do that.
So I'm quite excited about what my 30s might bring and what I can do in the world. And then my 40s and the wiseness that you get to accompany knowledge. I quite like the idea of being able to combine those things.
Well, live your life happily, and money's not everything, and you never know what's in store for you, so you've got to count your blessings and do the best you can.
And I want my life to be keep on opening up, and some people close down.
I enjoy surprising people. I'd like to tell them that I lecture. That always surprises cab drivers. That's the profession I choose to tell people what I do. When I'm in a cab, I go on lecture, and that tends to surprise them, and I like that, because I guess what they're surprised in is that I'm clever, and I guess the fact that I've done a PhD, that does surprise people, and it shouldn't, and that I drink whiskey. But then I drink whiskey to be surprising, to be honest with you.
That I've done the Great North Run twice, that I recently caught a train to southern Spain.
Well, I've been to China twice, actually. And, well, I've travelled about quite a bit.
I would be afraid to talk to myself at 80. That feels like a sadder prospect. That's someone towards, you know, end game. Maybe she's ace. Maybe 80-year-old me is badass and really happy with that.
At the moment, anyway, I feel like if I set my mind on doing something, I would have to work at it, but there's no reason why I couldn't do it. I never think I'm too old to do that.